Wayne's preference is classical music, opera. He loves opera. When I first met him, he said, you're going to learn how to like the ballet and the opera. And I thought, ballet, okay, I don't know about opera, but I love it. Of course, he took me to the Met in New York, and I was going, dang, how can you not like this? But also, he had season tickets two nights. The operas here would perform three nights on the weekends, and we'd always go to the opening night and the last night for each. And we did that for I don't know how many years.
Wayne, where did that interest in opera come from?
Well, when I was in about the fourth grade, my mother had inherited somebody's old Victrola. I had one record in it. It was Wagnerian excerpts, probably. Just one record like that. And what they were playing was Liebestodden, which is love, death. Liebestodden is German. Wagner was the author. I'd crack that thing up and put the arm and start around. Anyway, the king dies. He's slowly dying, and she comes across the ford or whatever and gets there in time before he does die. Then we have the most beautiful music, and it's love, death, where she, I guess, all of a sudden works up all the energy and all the beautiful things that she's experienced with him. Then she dies. The whole thing is it just keeps climbing up and climbing up till you get up here to the very top of the scale. And when she dies, why, it slowly goes back down again. But that Wagnerian thing just got me. And if every day I had a chance, I'd go play the thing. So pretty soon my mother got tired of listening to it. And I don't remember if they broke the record or not, but that was my beginning. Since then, any opportunity I asked to see a good classical piece, why, I would enjoy it, listening to it.
And when he was in the service, when they'd hand out passes to the musical shows and the Broadway shows, they'd all be gone. But the opera passes wouldn't be gone, and Wayne grabbed them. He got to where, when you were in Honolulu, you'd go in and listen to opera on the records in the libraries there. And having been married to him 43 years, the only time I've ever seen him cry is when some aria comes on that just grabs you. I can see him automatically, I know, and there'll be tears coming down his face. And it's just, and he got me into it. I really understood the love of that kind of music.
You're fortunate that you got into it so much that you can appreciate that. You can taste it. A lot of us can listen and not get into the depth of it like you did. So you were born with a natural interest in that because your parents, while they had it, didn't force you to do that. You kept listening and listening and listening and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So that was, I would say, something you were just born with. You should have been an opera singer.
Oh. Heck, I don't know if he can sing or not. I've never heard him try.
So then, for you to like all this opera and classical music, then be connected with these country western people.
Just the money. Just the money.
Right.
Yeah, but he's told me, he said, Roy loved opera just as much as him and Jim.
Yeah. Roy talks about that in his interview on our website. He talked about opera music. And his father gave him the advice, don't turn away any kind of music unless you've heard the whole thing, I think is the way he said it. And Roy said that was such a good piece of advice to him, as a matter of fact. But did you end up liking any one country song or any one of the performers?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yesterday When I Was Young.
Yeah, When I Was Young was beautiful.
That was Roy Clark.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You had to have a few that you liked, but your favorite was, of course, classical and opera.
Mm-hmm. Tulsa's had in the past really great artists that come to Tulsa.
Still do.
And still do, but not to the extent they used to. Before I met Martha, I'd always go, all three. We used to have one on Thursday and then Friday and Sunday or something, with lots of arias in it and so forth. We have a book in there, Luciano, personally signed, and also one by the Australian gal.
Did you personally get those autographs?
No, we were sent the money in as a donation.
You remember when he came to Tulsa, Luciano Pavarotti. He came to Tulsa, and he came because someone offered him a racehorse, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he performed, and Wayne, previous to marrying me, right before, between wife number one and two, got an apartment off of 55th Street in New York.
Sixth Avenue, yeah.
Sixth Avenue in New York.
It's right around from Carnegie Hall.
He'd go up there and go to the opera season. all the time. Oh, besides this, he also was at that point dating Patrice McBride, who was the lead ballerina for the New York City Ballet. Another amazing person. And I think you also dated Ann Fotimo, who was Miss Finland, who became Miss Universe.
She came here with her friend from Oklahoma City, and then we had a bunch of guys come in to meet him.
Yeah, they all wanted to meet Miss Universe, and Wayne had dated her.